Salut, vous écoutez la journée de la radio en compagnie de RSP, Transmission et Transistor. C'est RSP qui vient vous apporter cette petite pause musicale. Je suis donc avec Mamie de la Bonne Parole d'RSP.
Salut.
Et moi, c'est Clément. On va vous parler aujourd'hui dans le cadre de la journée de la radio, donc la radio en guerre, le thème que vous avez tous entendu. Nous, on va vous parler du conflit, entre guillemets, qu'il y a pu y avoir entre le rap East Coast et le rap West Coast aux États-Unis, en abordant plus le côté style que le côté historique. Et du coup, pour ça aussi, on va s'appuyer sur des artistes peut-être moins connus que ceux que vous connaissez, notamment Tupac et Notorious B.I.G. Et on va commencer tout de suite avec Mos Def, rappeur de la côte Est.
Donc oui, je vais vous passer un morceau de Mos Def qui s'intitule Love, mais avant quelques mots concernant cet artiste. Donc peut-être que vous le connaissez sous le nom de Yasin B. C'est un de ses nombreux pseudonymes. Cet artiste est, en plus d'être rappeur, il est acteur et il a notamment joué dans un film de Michel Gondry qui s'intitule Be Kind Rewind. Donc soyez sympa, rembobinez, mais il a également joué dans un épisode de Dexter. Et donc, j'ai pensé que cet artiste serait oui, le bon artiste pour parler du rap de la côte Est, étant donné qu'il est actif depuis les années 90 et donc il a côtoyé des mecs assez old school, mais également des mecs un peu plus modernes, on va dire ça comme ça, comme Kanye West par exemple. Donc voilà, Love.
Yes, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish the rhyme. And yo, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish. My pop said he was in love when he made me. Thought about it for a second, wasn't hard to see. I could hear he was sincere, was a game of promotion. The entire affair's probably charged with emotion. When love caught your heart, I guess you got the pursuit. 12, 11, 7, 3, my life is testament. Praise the beneficent element that rests. The void in the form to make love manifest. I spent my early years in Roosevelt projects. It was a bright valley with some dark prospects. In 83, Vandy C was the host with the most. I listened to the rap attack and held the radio close. I listened to the rap attack and held the radio close. This was far before the days of high glamour and post. Hey yo, power from the streetlight made the place dark. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. It was love for the thing that made me wanna stay out. It was love for the thing that made me stay in the house. Spending time writing rhymes, trying to find words to describe the vibe that's inside the space where you close your eyes and screw your face. Is this the pain of too much tenderness to make me nod my head in reverence? Should I visit this place in remembrance or build landmarks here as evidence? Nighttime spirit shook my temperament to write rhymes that betray this sentiment. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. And we believe in the promise. Love, 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 love. Yes, yes, y'all. And we don't stop because I start to think and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got love. L-O-V-E and I'll be love. L-O-V-E to MC, get love. L-O-V-E and I'll be love. L-O-V-E on MC, get love. L-O-V-E and I'll be love. L-O-V-E to MC, get love. L-O-V-E and I'll be the M-O-S-D-E, infinitely. Check it out, y'all. Feel me out, say what? Feel me out, y'all. Hear me out, y'all. Check me out, y'all. Feel me out, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Hear me bounce, y'all. My folks said they was in love when they made me. I take the love they made me with to make rhymes and beats.
Can you feel
the raw deal? It's all wheel driven. Right. Contemplate the essence of beats, rhymes, and living. Speech aligned with the rhythm. Right. Design with the rhythm. Is an eyes keeping good time with the rhythm. I shine with the rhythm. The Black Star Galactica's your big number fleeting. We ancient like the Abacus.
to us. Our seeds must proceed to be trees, sprouting leaves, giving breeze to the we who believe.
I am seed,
which means I must cultivate the herb. Straight backs, heartbeats and hard work. I beat the funky drum of the soap and the hard earth.
Amen.
Pray your Lord keep my soul and heart clean.
Amen.
Pray the same thing again for all my team.
For restoration, full green.
Head on out the queen.
Uptown.
To boogie down.
Yo, just look around. Shook up the world.
Like Ali in 6'3".
Right.
I'm reaching a height that you said could not be.
Woo.
I'm bringing the light what you said we can't see. Saw the new day coming.
It looked just like me.
Sun burst through the clouds.
My photo ID.
I bring light to your day.
And raise your degree.
The universal magnetic.
You must respect it.
From end to beginning. Bright shoot and leather. Ever changing but sustaining. Magnificent. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Because I start to think. And then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink. But I'm writing. I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape. When I finish the rhyme. I got love. L-O-V-E and I-B. Love. L-O-V-E to MC. Get love. L-O-V-E and I-B. Love. L-O-V-E to MC. Get love. L-O-V-E and I-B. Love. L-O-V-E to MC. Get love. L-O-V-E and I-B. The M-O-S-E-E-M.
Voilà, c'était Love, un morceau de Mos Def. Et nous allons passer maintenant à la côte ouest avec Warren G.
C'est ça, on passe à Warren G avec un titre, son titre le plus connu, qui s'appelle Regulate. Ce titre illustre bien la patte West Coast, à mon sens. Déjà, parce que les samples sont assez énormes, ça reprend des gros trucs de soul. Donc un truc de Michael McDonald qui s'appelle I Keep Forgetting qui est le sample principal, mais il y a aussi Sign of Time de Bob James qui a fourni beaucoup de samples pour le hip-hop en général. Il y a aussi un sample de Dr. Dre qui est le pape de la West Coast, et il se trouve que c'est le demi-frère de Warren G. Warren G est bien ancré dans la West Coast, et d'autant plus que cette chanson est en fait un featuring avec Nate Dogg qui est également qui a chanté tous les refrains de la West Coast à la grande époque, et jusqu'à récemment aussi parce que il est mort en 2011. Et voilà, donc je trouvais que ça résumait bien le style. Et puis en plus, l'histoire que ça raconte est assez marrante. C'est Warren G qui se balade dans la rue et qui cherche des filles à ramener chez lui et qui finit par se faire agresser. Et finalement, c'est Nate Dogg qui vient le sauver. Voilà, donc on écoute Regulate de Warren G et Nate Dogg.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mauna.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you
you won't skirt. Sit back and observe. I just left a gang of hoes over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
To a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk game, swift out the twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Et donc voilà, c'était Warren G, Regulate. On va passer à quelque chose de complètement différent, mais on reste à l'ouest cependant. Donc je vais vous passer un morceau de Earl Sweatshirt qui s'intitule Molasses. Donc c'est un morceau issu de son dernier album Doris qui est sorti l'été dernier. Donc Earl Sweatshirt, c'est vraiment le petit genou qui est arrivé il y a, on va dire, environ 5 ans, il me semble, qui a vraiment percé grâce au collectif créé par Tyler the Creator, dans lequel il y a notamment Frank Ocean, OG Beats, etc. Et donc ces mecs-là sont très très jeunes, mais sont vraiment bourrés de talent, et on entend de plus en plus parler d'eux. Et ils sont aujourd'hui, à mon sens, vraiment représentatifs de ce qui peut se faire sur la côte ouest actuellement. Et donc voilà, je vous laisse apprécier ce morceau.
99 problems all gone in that one joint, and that gold froze like he held it at gunpoint. I'm a bubble in the belly of the monster, with a duffel full of troubles, trunk rattle with a Mazda, ragged with the Contra, Phantom of the Opera, and I'm standing on a cop's truck, stacking for the long run, and bags packed roadside with the thumb out, toe tag, don't gag, spit your gum out. Nomadic chrome grabbing when it's danger. I'm a manger born puppy holding flight like a hanging dude. Knife to the trachea, spit, scabies in bed. The label don't like me, but they pay me a grip. And you see how his day going by the state of his wrist. Got niggas busy play doing, bet the banker came swinging like, what the fuck you saying? All that aiming and miss. Like, I'ma fuck the freckles off your bitch.
Face, bitch. You can do this shit all night. I fuck the freckles off your face, bitch.
You know me, drugs out front, the telly, I'm couch drunk, ready to fuck, count fatty and bucks, pack ladders that slap, cross the belly, what's up, fuck nigga, what's up, I'm at the deli scheming on a Fanta and a Camel Crush, screaming saddle up, like fuck his beat, get your cattle cut. Pansy, if the fans only local, why them flights transatlantic up? The rice and the patties cooked nice for the chancellor. Them teeth with the golds bright, the light switches mad at us. Snapchat and panty clad baddies, I'm a bachelor. I'm high and polite, cause police is in back of us, right? With the same hand I smack them up with. Stretching out the 15 I had initially. Icky thumb, sticky cush, lit up in a rental Jeep.
You can do this shit all night. Fuck the freckles off your face, bitch. You can do this shit all night. I fuck the freckles off your face, bitch. 50.
Voilà, c'était un morceau de Earl Sweatshirt. Et on va passer maintenant à quelque chose de... Enfin, on va retourner sur la côte Est. On va passer à un autre artiste qui s'appelle Joey Badass. Donc Clément va vous en parler. Et donc, en fait, cet artiste fait partie d'un collectif qui s'appelle Progressive Era, qui serait un peu la réponse East Coast à Hot Future, justement.
La chanson que je vais vous passer s'appelle Waves. Et je trouvais intéressant le fait que ce soit un artiste récent, mais qui reste dans un héritage... East Coast avec du coup en opposition au West Coast un son plus froid avec des samples qui sont moins pris à la funk et à la soul, plutôt quelque chose de jazzy. Et cet héritage aussi, peut-être que c'est un peu tiré par les cheveux, mais je l'ai retrouvé dans les textes parce que ce texte parle justement de rêve, de pour lui qu'est-ce que c'est que d'être une star du rap et pourquoi est-ce qu'il a envie de faire ça et d'où il tire sa motivation. Et je trouvais que ça faisait un peu écho au Juicy de Biggie avec son fameux It Was All a Dream. Et Joey Badass raconte un peu la même chose dans cette chanson Waves, où il se rappelle justement des cailloux qu'il a pu lancer dans le lac en voyant ça faire des vagues, et il voit aujourd'hui les vagues qu'il fait, et il se rappelle le discours de sa mère qui lui disait qu'il était important de rêver, et le voilà aujourd'hui au sommet du rap game.
Yeah, you remember back in the days when niggas used to rock waves and shit? When like, yo, I had the fucking 360s, my nigga. Like, nobody in the hood was fucking with my shit. And that's real shit.
Since 9-5, mama been working 9-5. And I know the landlord fed up with our lives. So we pray to the guys, the jives, and the allies to keep us safe and watch our lives. Cause all we trying to do is do good. Put on my hood when I walk through hoods. Cause these niggas these days is local. You get it in your vocals if you ain't a local. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to go global. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to be a mogul. And I'm hopeful that me spitting is soulful. What have me in the Daily Postal? Flying coastal, eating tofu. Like I told you, I know niggas who trash rapping. Worry about the trending fashions rather than ascending passion. They want me send them checks, but I just send them laughing. Right after I start laughing, they start asking what happened. But back to the chapter. Mama told me follow dreams, you never have to ask her to. So that's what I do, became an MC master. Since then it's been a disaster for you and your favorite rapper. Go ahead, ask him, who is Joey Bass? Watching grass, asthma, damn it's so sad. He pulls the chatter, cause he know he rather back up than to admit the kid is hotter than magma. But fuck it, you gotta give credit where it's due. Cause you ain't gon' like the karma when it's set up on you. It can get you in your medical, fuck you up in the decimal. So get you 2 to 3 for residue found in your retinue, And they told me not to be so complex. Never down to accomplish articles and complex. And the sauce, Alfredo, of course. There I go again, stepping out of line, running off course. I heard reports that it's like sexual intercourse with your thoughts when I talk about the shoes in which I walk. For it is not false, nor false, that this kid from the north speaks with false support to reinforce the sauce. I'm sure by now, you can assume he never lost. Unless with some form of divorce, or a corpse, born boss, no days off, child labor. Let me see those in favor to spin that back like tornadoes.
From like, yeah, as far back as I can remember, like, you know, I always just had this feeling and shit that, like, I could do whatever I put my mind to, like, you know, I could turn my dreams into reality. What I put into the universe comes back to me. I was destined to be one of the great ones. I was destined to have all this great shit happen to me.
Yeah, but it's far from over. What's up till I meet Hover and my mama's in the Rover? Till I'm an owner of the world's finest motors. I blow like supernovas in your daughter room on the poster. Known as Sister Reese, Biggie's musical composer. No disrespect to Bob Marr, but yeah, another stoner. Marijuana, my odor. And when I get older, hope my spermatozoa from my scrotum intercepts an ovum. Like 3 times, have 3 kids. I hope me and my wife can show them not to make the same mistakes, you know, that we did. I hope they acknowledge the knowledge, cause yeah, they gon' need it. That's what my parents try to tell me, I just wouldn't receive it. Couldn't believe it, till I saw it with my own pupils. Felt bad when I learned that the advice was truly useful. But fuck it, only made us as human beings more mutual. Even though over time my punishments, they grew more crucial. So use the word brutal, cause my parents mad strict. Hope one day I'll attract the likes of even Madlib. Go gold or mad shit and my songs mastered. Until then all I can do is imagine. Imagine, I'ma make it all happen. Yeah, that's my words.
c'était donc une des contributions d'RSP à cette journée de la radio. On espère que vous avez un peu réussi à cerner ces différences de style qu'on a essayé de relever dans cette émission et que vous allez écouter du hip-hop un peu plus que c'était le cas avant. Voilà, à très bientôt, des bisous.